Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, good vibes and variety. It's the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show, and it's hump day. Drag Me to Brunch is happening. That's next Saturday. And here's how you can get involved. You can go buy tickets if you'd like to, but why not try and win them? Text the word dancing, D-A-N-C-I-N-G, to our contest line, 20357. You'll have a chance at a four-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch, June 28th at the W in SF. Text the word dancing now, and also you'll be qualified for that grand prize, which includes a whole weekend stay at the W, a four-pack of tickets to the Napa Valley Wine Train, courtesy of WSF, Napa Valley Wine Train, River Terrace Inn, and the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. This hour's code word is dancing, and we're doing this every hour until 6:05. Keep it here on Alice. Win yourself some tickets.
Will do.
We have a brand new song at the top of the Billboard Hot 100. No surprise, really. The biggest song in the country at this moment is Sabrina Carpenter's Man Child.
Oh, she went straight to number one,
number
huh?
Number one with a bullet. So I don't think that whole record comes out until the end of August. Or maybe it was like, whatever. I think it's in August. I don't know what the
August
date is.
August 29th.
Oh, okay. So at that point, she will also retake all the positions on the chart. That's how it works when a big album comes out, because everyone streams it and all the songs become singles. Number two this week is Ordinary, the Alex Warren song. You've heard that here on Alice.
It's a hit.
It is. And it's been number one for a few weeks. Let's see. Luther, which was on top of the charts for weeks and weeks. Kendrick Lamar and SZA and a song called Luther. That's at number five now. Shaboozy's still in the top 10. With a bar song, Tipsy, at number seven. The song we just heard, Die With a Smile. That's been on the charts for 43 weeks. Former number one, Lady Gaga. Bruno Mars, number eight right now. Lose Control, Teddy Swims, at number nine. Number 10 is Benson Boone, Beautiful Things. Pink Pony Club's number 11. Goes on. But the number one song, brand new this week, Man Child. Sabrina Carpenter's latest hit song with a great video. With half a pair of shorts on as she's hitchhiking down the road. Here's something. I don't know exactly what this is, so I'll just tell it to you. You can tell me. Liquid Death, the water makers.
I love them.
Canned water. They are cool. It's cool. Like, the whole vibe is cool. Liquid Death is hilarious.
And
like,
cans, not plastic.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring on the cans, everyone.
Yep. Things that can be 100% recycled. From... they say here, from 1969 to around 2010, there were probably close to a dozen ways the average person could come in contact with Ozzy Osbourne's DNA. Thank you.
Where's their drum hit? Is that? Did you write that?
No, I didn't write that. But I thought, no, that's pretty funny. Then age and various ailments clogged that faucet. 10 lucky people are getting fresh batches of Ozzy's DNA thanks to Liquid Death. Now, this is not like the water story that you told us earlier or updated earlier today.
Well, that's good. Yeesh.
They put 10 empty iced tea cans up for sale that Ozzy drank himself. They are guaranteed to contain trace amounts of Ozzy's DNA via his spit. And they came in a container autographed by him personally. They were $450 a piece. And guess what? They all sold out really quick.
They did.
We're only 10.
Yeah, but who's, you know, when you hear people talk about the economy and then you hear about that, you go, things are fine.
Yeah, I guess for some people, $450 is totally worth it to get some of Ozzy's DNA.
Speaking of monies.
Yes, dear.
Let me read this to you real quick.
Sure.
If I can find it. It was about Elon's money and how rich he is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fudge. I didn't mark it.
Is this
it.
A text from somebody?
It was a text from somebody who we've got to check their math, I think. But it was...
I remember it.
Oh, please tell us.
They said that if you started on the day that Jesus was born and made $100,000 a day up until now, you still wouldn't have as much money as Jeff Bezos.
Oh, it was Bezos or Elon?
Or
it was Elon.
It was Elon, yeah.
But yes, that was...
Oh my God.
I don't know about the math on that. That seems...
Well, but, I mean, we could figure it out. 2,000 divided by 365.
Yeah, I don't know. I just definitely was like
365, whatever.
Oh my gosh, what? $100,000 a day from the day Jesus was born.
All right.
Till now, and Elon would still be richer than you.
So 2025.
Oh boy. Well, I times, shouldn't have
brought this. No, let's do it. 365.
Oh, math hurts my head.
100,000.
Yeah, 100,000 a day.
My brain.
I think I screwed this up somewhere.
Yeah, let's not.
I think it's like 7 billion.
It just really is shocking when you put it that way. Yeah. Like, what?
I'm not sure. It might be 70 billion, 73 billion. I'm not really math. Anyway, Ozzy is not worried about what the buyers might do with his DNA. He actually said, clone me, you bastards. I'm sure he'd love to have more Ozzys running around. There's all kinds of things you could do with an Ozzy clone. I guess. I mean, you'd have to wait for it to grow up.
415 says, liquid death. I guess that Vinny's story from earlier would be called liquid life.
Mm-hmm. Very funny.
Well done.
Very funny. There is a Bruce Springsteen biopic on its way, and it's called Deliver Me From Nowhere.
Whoops, sorry.
Oh, goodness.
Forget that.
Starring the bear.
Jeremy Allen White is playing Bruce Springsteen, and we have the first footage. I put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, and I mean, he looks like himself. It's not like they did prosthetics on his face, but it does look like a cool treatment. Like just from the very little that you see, there he is playing the boss. He's sitting in a car. He's got his hair is much darker than usual. But it's still him the whole time. But okay, so you buy into it and you like I bought Rami Malek as Freddie Mercury.
Right.
In fact, sometimes when I'm thinking about Freddie Mercury, like I'll actually picture Rami Malek. So
you know, he and I guess we'll have to wait and see if he pulls this. I'm not a real boss fan, so yeah. I don't know enough to be pissed off that, you know, they don't look enough alike or whatever.
Right.
But Rami did definitely take me there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Intimidated Dylan.
Great. And the Dylan, I think, was even...
Really good, huh?
It was so good. And I'm not a real, you know, long-time Dylan fan the way... So it's hard to say, but he was great in that movie.
Did he win the Oscar for that?
I don't know.
Nope. Oh, no. Adam Brody won, right? For
yeah.
Brutalist. That's right.
And then talked for 45 minutes.
Yeah. That guy, he's great. Anyway, this is... This is your first look. We've got some footage from the movie. Jeremy Allen White starring as Bruce Springsteen. The movie's actually called Deliver Me From Nowhere. And it looks like it really covers his whole life. Like there he was as a little kid too.
Mm-hmm.
They did the little kid stuff in black and white, which is interesting. It looks good. You know, it's the story of definitely a rock icon.
Yep.
I do like some of the biopics that have come out.
He Fairly weirdly recently. Though, as a pop phenomenon, he was in the 80s, he hit with Born in the USA and was gigantic, but he was never that high before that, and he's right. never been high that since.
Right. But that bought him some cred that got some of his older records played yep. a lot more. Like that really that broke him, and he's continued to be a guy that people who are Bruce Springsteen fans, they're like, we want the 4-hour concert.
Mm-hmm.
We want to have that, please. Ariana Grande is mourning the death of her beloved grandma, Nona.
Oh.
Nona Grande, or Grandy, I think is how she says you actually say her name. There's a couple, I'm looking at this story. It's in eonline.com. And there's a lot of pictures of her and stuff. And then there's a couple pictures where it's like their whole family. And Ariana Grande is like in the middle. And the spray tan is profound.
Mm.
Like she is just, or maybe she lays out every day. I don't know, Vin. But man, is she bronze. And everybody else is just, you know, regular people. You know. Oh, and there's one with her brother, Frankie Grande. So she was 99 years old. She's actually featured on Thank You Next and a song called Eternal Sunshine.
The grandma is?
The grandma is. And I believe that she's the oldest person to ever make it into the Hot 100. Oh, there it is right there. It went in there, featured on... maybe she's not the oldest, but they do say she made it onto the Billboard Hot 100 with those songs. So there you go. She has passed. Rest in peace.
Nona Grandy.
Nona Grandy. Actually, what's her real name? Marjorie. Oh, Margie.
Mm.
Margie Nona Grandy.
Margie.
In Ariana's statement, she said... She called her the matriarch of their family. And I thought that was so beautiful.
Mm. Isn't that the thing, though? You know, like I thought of like my grandma, my Mimi, and she was like the matriarch. And then there's all the kids, the tiers of people. And then it passes to, and then it's weird because your own family, it becomes like your mom becomes the head of the family. They become your kid's grandma. And then now they're the matriarch of your sort of pyramid of that thing. It is. It's really nice.
Yeah, I see that with Susan's family. He has a lot of siblings and cousins, and the grandma sits there, and everyone gathers around. And
that's cool.
It's so cool.
It is cool.
I hope I have that one day.
Oh, well, that's
that story almost
nice
makes Ariana likable.
It does
because she's not very. She really is not very, and I'm a big fan of her talent.
Oh yeah,
but woof,
it's undeniable. She's a very, very talented girl.
But
she's
yikes.
Amazing. I see her on Fallon from time to time. They're pretty good friends and have a good rapport. And they'll do this. He does this like wheel of, it's like, you got to sing this song in the style of this person. So they spin the wheels and it's the, you know, the song is like row, row, row your boat in Britney Spears style. Row, row, row. She'll just like nail it just sitting there in the chair.
Yeah.
She's
a talent.
She's incredible.
And I'm going to go see Wicked Part 2 any minute whenever that comes out.
I think it's Thanksgiving.
What? Time,
isn't it? I thought it was like they did it last Thanksgiving and this Thanksgiving.
Oh, fudge. But she's not, her PR is not good.
I agree. Big, you know, home wrecker, donut liquor.
A donut thing.
The donut thing was really funny. We talked about this really briefly this morning. Beyonce thanks Paul McCartney for writing Blackbird. She says, every time I sing it, I feel so honored. And we don't have to play it again, but there was a Grammys story that was sort of Beyonce adjacent that I wanted to get to. The Grammys have added a new category, and it's called Traditional Country Album. And they say the Grammys were pretty bummed by the response to whether or not Best Country Album should have gone to Cowboy Carter, which was the Beyonce record. So they've just announced this big change for next year's Grammys. The award formerly known as Best Country Album will now be called Best Contemporary Country Album. And there's a new category being added, Best Traditional Country Album.
Who will decide who goes where? That is
a great question. And honestly, it muddies the what, but you know, there's another award for country music.
Is Luke Bryan contemporary? Or is Luke Bryan traditional?
I don't know any Luke Bryan. Luke Combs, I would say, is contemporary.
Okay.
But where's the line? Is it if you have like synthesizers, you can't be, unless there's a banjo, you can't be traditional? Like, I don't know what that would be. It just sounds traditional as opposed to contemporary.
Can I say something crazy?
Of course.
And this is not my genre, so I could be totally off here. But this feels like separate but equal to me.
Interesting.
music.
If it's a response to Beyonce.
Music, and I'm not even saying specifically racial, but just music evolves, genres evolve, and I think it's really strange to say your country music doesn't really count. We're going to put it in its own category.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because it's true, if I'm a country artist, I'm a country artist. Like, maybe there's a traditional song on my album or something that sounds more like in the style of a traditional song, but there's also a bunch of contemporary hits for the radio.
Bob, you may have just undone their whole whatever.
You should write them a letter.
Oh, I'm sure people are.
People will bitch.
That is, she just nailed it. And if she nailed it here, you know they're nailing it in Nashville and elsewhere, right? Yep. That this is not okay.
According to the Grammy website, traditional country music, quote, adheres to the more traditional sound structures of the country genre, including rhythm and singing style, lyrical content, as well as traditional country instrumentation like acoustic guitar, steel guitar, fiddle, banjo, mandolin, piano, and live drums. Contemporary country music remains reminiscent and relevant to the legacy of country music's culture while also engaging in more contemporary music forms.
Okay.
I like the lyrics part. Does that mean it's got to include mama, drinking, cars?
Your dog, a gun.
A train.
A truck.
It does seem clear that those thematically, that's what people feel good, like what helps them feel good about those songs. Because you would think any artist would say, I've got to branch out from the pickup truck.
Mm.
And yet, you had a truck in there, you got a hit.
Right. I can relate.
It's kinda,
anyway, I don't know if there'll be a bunch of backlash or not.
Or the drinking songs, too, or another one. So where would Shaboozey go? Contemporary, right?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Okay.
And I guess so would Beyonce. The Grammys. The traditional country album and the best contemporary country
Bob.
Album. All right, what you got?
Strippers, food dye, and more after these.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to subscribe.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice Sales Department. Radio advertising works. We've seen it in action, and we'd love to have you join the party over here. Just email advertisesf@odyssey.com and let us get you rocking on Alice. Say hi to Nona and Edie, everyone. They're listening.
Hey, Nona and Edie.
Hi, Nona and Edie.
Hey.
Good morning, Mom. Good morning, Edie.
Good morning, Sandy. Hi, Edie.
My first story begins with Maddie stripping.
Oh.
What?
Have you ever stripped
at work?
Yeah.
You have, haven't you?
There was there was a video at one point of me in Mexico. They were, you know, like they'll do those little dance contests.
Yeah.
Well, I won because I took it off.
Skin to win.
Yeah. You got to show.
You saw this?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is on a trip, a work
no,
trip?
No, this was on a different trip.
Oh, a different trip.
Different trip
okay.
To Mexico, but...
you weren't with your boss and your other coworkers.
That didn't matter.
It wouldn't have mattered back then.
You got in trouble when we landed.
Yeah.
So you have stripped, okay.
Have you stripped?
No.
For your girl, you ever do a little...
No, I'm not. I have ways about me, but
you do have a way about
stripping
you.
Stripping and dancing, not one of them. That's not really my thing. And I've been in good shape in my life.
Yeah,
you know, the dad bod I'm currently
rocking. Yeah,
is it's not always been like this.
You're bussing, dude. Don't worry.
See what you did?
She didn't even hear
it. I had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, you did. You gave her the word bussin', and now she's using it. A lady in the UK named Gwyneth Griffiths just turned 102.
Oh, my goodness.
And all she wants for her birthday is Naked Man.
Oh.
She wants a stripper.
And are they going
to
give it to her?
Her retirement home made it happen. Oh. Her son says, she used to be kind of buttoned up. But she's become a lot wilder in her old age. He says, I think she's got a touch of dementia. And it may have changed her personality a little bit, but.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Griffiths, 102.
And wants to see some.
Tallywhacker.
Okay.
That's not the official.
It is the official.
Okay.
It is. You said she's British, right? It's either a todger or a tallywhacker.
Okay.
Those are the only ones I've heard. It's fun.
Kraft Heinz announced they're removing artificial food dyes from all their products within the next 2 years.
Oh.
Around 10% of them have color additives. They've already gotten rid of them in Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Oh, is it has the color changed a lot, or is it just that they're using some natural form of orange?
They're now using, do you say turmeric or turmeric?
Turmeric. I think.
To give it that familiar yellow color glow.
I see.
You know, it was actually a friend of mine who said, you understand cheese isn't bright orange, right? And I was like, what? They add color to make this bright orange. Cheese would be white. Mm. All of the cheeses are white except
cream colored.
Right. And I was like, oh, I never really thought about that. The cheddar version of cheese is known to be orange, but. Yeah.
And like American cheese, you know, that's orange. And Cheese Whiz is orange.
All
added
color. Turmeric is now in your Kraft macaroni and cheese and your ketchups and mustards and other.
We'll have other natural colorings.
Looks like it.
I'm so fine with that. That's great. Get all the extra crap out.
Mm-hmm.
Ding, ding. Thank you.
A guy attacked his friend and accused him of being a werewolf.
Oh, well,
are werewolves real?
Yes.
A man
Team
in Salt.
Jacob.
I've got a brother.
Oh, you have a werewolf in the family.
No, he.
I knew it.
I have one brother that we don't keep in touch. He and I are like just, he's off.
You hate him.
I don't hate him. He's got his own problems. But he claims that he saw a werewolf and he like sticks to it. Yeah. He's like, it was a werewolf. I saw it. They're real.
Mm. It's definitely true. Has he also seen Sasquatch?
He does believe in Sasquatch, big time. Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A man in Salt Lake City was out having lunch with a friend on Saturday, and out of nowhere, the guy attacked him, put him in a chokehold,
and
tried to stab him with a wooden stake.
Oh, my God. I thought it was a silver bullet for a werewolf.
I don't know, but it sounds planned, right? Because you don't have wooden stakes handy.
Right.
Usually.
And they're for vampires, yeah. Dummy.
He's totally wrong.
Yeah. The attacker was 24-year-old Jose Perez, and the reason he did it makes us think he might have some mental health issues. He pulled out a wooden stake, which had a nail in it, told the guy he's going to stab him in the heart because he's a werewolf. The guy did get away and wasn't hurt.
Well, werewolves are fast.
Yeah, so. I guess.
They're wily.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. The police did catch up with Jose, and they found several rocks in his pocket, which he said were in case his werewolf buddy tried to kill him. Mm-hmm. He's facing charges for aggravated robbery because he stole the werewolf's backpack.
What was... Oh. Really?
On his when he took off running after trying to kill him.
See if your set of teeth is in here or something.
Well, no. If you're a werewolf, you have to carry extra clothing because if you turn into a werewolf, your clothes
rip. Off. You got to have a backpack. You got to have a change of clothes. That's right. I forgot about that. That's true.
This break, you are it. Mm. You're a stripper. You know the most about werewolves.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Yeah. Were there other clues that Jose Perez had
they're not mentioning him. Okay. It sounds like really they may be imagined.
Mm. Might have been drinking water out of a bowl.
Oh, right. What else?
Very well done.
Scratching
like
a lot. Chasing his tail.
His fleas. Licking his paws.
There's an amusement park called King's Island in southwestern Ohio.
Okay.
They've been dealing with masses of cicadas.
Oh, really?
Which have made their way to the surface and will be around for the next few weeks.
I think the cicadas are seven-year bugs.
They're everywhere right now outside, and the swarms are so dense, people are being warned that you cannot go on the roller coaster and scream.
Yeah, you got to keep your mouth closed because...
That
right
is a bummer.
Mouth.
Like if you went there, I would want to put on a mask. The screaming thing is sometimes involuntary.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're letting that rip because it's happening to you.
I've heard it. I mean, that's definitely a...
Well, you can eat those.
Like the cicadas hear you calling their name.
That's old video of me. I think I was the first one on a ride at...
It was Great America.
Great America.
Yeah. It wasn't called the Velociraptor, but it was something.
I don't remember the name of it, but that was me calling back to the station and Gretchen, our midday girl at the time, who, by the way,
is
just like all the other midday girls, totally conceited, like so into herself. There's her giggling. You hear her going.
By the way, it was my job to duct tape the phone to Vinny's hand, so that got taken care of so that he wouldn't throw it out the side of the roller coaster.
Thing had some flips
velocity?
In it.
Velocity?
I don't remember. But that was real. That screaming, that happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't happen to it. It happened to me.
Yeah, that's not a goat out in someone's backyard, which does sound eerily similar. That's Vinny on a roller coaster. Have you never heard a goat scream?
I have. Yeah, I feel like I'm much more manly than a goat scream.
Really?
Yeah. Wouldn't you say?
Let's compare them. Is it going to scream or what?
Yeah. That's
what I'm talking about right there. That's a goat screaming. Let's compare. I'm going to say the goat's slightly more manly.
Get out of here!
Listen, it's a little bit lower and a little more guttural. Let's hear it. I mean, they're close.
By the way, Edie, my nails turned out great. Mm. Thank you so much.
You wouldn't show them to us, though, Edie.
No, I said I would, and then we got, started doing our jobs. I'll show them to you right
now. Somebody said they were going to take a picture, and you immediately put your shoes back on.
Get out of here. That never happened. I'm being framed,
history.
Edie.
Oh, yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. It was great seeing Sarah at Pete Floyd's show on Saturday in Mill Valley. I didn't want to come up and say hi. I was too embarrassed.
Oh, That's not my 30-year-old married boyfriend.
She was busy hitting on the guy next to her anyway.
God,
so
that's so not true.
Oh, please. John was like absolutely distraught about your behavior that night.
You must have been flirty in some way for John to get so upset.
Or I was just standing next to someone and talking to a guy I didn't know, and that was it. I was obviously going to leave him and go into the bathroom with this guy.
Gross. You were going to go to the bathroom with some guy?
Yes, I was totally going to.
Not surprising.
Is it time for the game yet?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay, great.
I mean, you asked.
Time to play.
I can read more text if you're not ready.
No, I'm ready. I'm waiting on that. Who is going to win? Oh. No one ever really knows, so let the game begin. Tomorrow's Juneteenth. It's a federal holiday. We are off. We'll be back on Friday. A lot of people have tomorrow off, so enjoy it. And here's some things to think about. This is a Juneteenth quiz.
Oh, okay.
Maddie starts with 2 points because he nailed the exact number of kids that Kelsey Grammer currently has, which is 7. So he got a 2-point lead on you guys. What does Juneteenth commemorate? The signing of the Emancipation Proclamation, the ratification of the 13th Amendment, the end of slavery in Texas in 1865, or Abraham Lincoln's birthday? You want them again?
Oh, no. Is it me?
Yeah, sure.
C.
The end of slavery in Texas.
That's C.
Agreed.
That is correct. Look at you guys. No one stopped. Who issued the order that freed enslaved people in Texas on Juneteenth? Abraham Lincoln, General Robert E. Lee, General Gordon Granger, or Frederick Douglass?
I'm going with Granger.
Me too.
A, Bob.
No, it is C, General Gordon Granger. He delivered General Order Number 3 declaring all enslaved people in Texas war free. 2 years late. What is a traditional color for Juneteenth food and drinks? Blue, red, gold, or green? I didn't realize there was a traditional color.
I didn't
color.
Either.
Yeah.
But how long has Juneteenth been a national holiday?
It hasn't. It's a 1980. It started in Texas, and it just became a national federal holiday, like in 2021.
Okay, yeah, because I don't know the answer.
But
to
there
this.
Is apparently a traditional color for Juneteenth foods and drinks: blue, red, gold, or green.
Green.
Blue.
Gold.
Red. Is the correct answer. Sorry, guys. Forget it. I just told you the answer to that one.
Texas.
Yeah, that is correct. I'll give you all a point for that. Texas. And here is the final question. What symbol is featured on the Juneteenth flag? A broken chain, a rising sun, an eagle, or a torch? A broken chain, a rising sun, an eagle, or a torch?
I'm going with torch.
A rising sun.
Broken chain.
It is a rising sun, but by a score of 5-4-2, Maddie's on the show.
Maddie, he's on the show.
Yeah.
Woo. Goodbye. Woo. Thank you for listening. Woo. Have a good Juneteenth. Think on that. And Mason and Jane both have tickets throughout the rest of the day for the Drag Me to Brunch throughout their shows. We do have a best of going on tomorrow, so if you got to go to work or whatever, we'll still be here for you, and we'll see you back here on Friday.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Tell us at 97.3.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.